Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in once again to Issues Concerning Women, the radio show. I'm your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and as always, it is my delight and my pleasure to be with you. I thank you so very, very much for tuning in to this show. The song you're listening to was called Day by Day, and it's instrumental by Najee. I live my life day by day because I never know what's going to happen tomorrow. I don't do predictions, but I do know that I am looking forward to each and every new day, and I hope that you feel the same way, too. Issues Concerning Women is on every Thursday night at 8:30, so please tell your friends and your family and your neighbors to come on board, listen to the show. The last couple of weeks we had some technical difficulties, but we are back in full force, and we are just oh so happy to be with you. If this is your first time visiting Issues Concerning Women, if you would like to call in tonight, the number is 1-347-826-7543. That's 1-347-826-7543. Or if you would like to call me after this show, my number is 757-567-6734. Or you can send an email question to icwdirector@gmail.com. You can also follow us on YouTube. We have our video newsletter that comes out every month, and that is under Issues Concerning Women, so go check us out. Tonight, I am so excited to be with you as always. This is the first day of March. It is Women's Month. We are on the move. We are going through so many challenges as women and with our health issues, with political things that are going on out there in the atmosphere, but we won't let any of that defer us from what we're supposed to do. This is a time for women to rise up, to have their voices heard, to be taken seriously, to know that we will not be denied what we need, and we're going to fight for what is right. So, women, I am encouraging you today to take a stand on what you believe in. You don't have to share it with anybody. You don't have to talk about it with anybody. But just know in your heart what is best for you and your family, what is for your good, because that's what it's all about. You know, I'm so thankful that we still have the opportunity to speak truth. We know that so many hurtful things are being said about us. as women and as individuals. But, you know, God's going to take care of all of that. So you just stay on your course, ladies. Don't let anybody defer you. Make today the best day possible and tomorrow and each day the best days that they can be. I know that it's such an exciting time. We are growing in issues. The business, issues concerning women, is on the move. We are being asked to do more and more speaking engagements, and I just am so grateful for all the doors that are going to be open for us in the coming months. Let me tell you some of the things that are going on, and then we'll get more involved in issues concerning women. On this coming Monday, which is March the 5th, Issues Concerning Women will be at the Brighton and Stratton College in Virginia Beach. I will be speaking at the Law Society meeting. And so I was so thrilled and honored when they asked me, and they actually asked me to come and speak twice in the same day. So I was just elated that they picked me, and they could have chosen, I'm sure, a number of speakers in the community to come out and speak to their Law Society. But I was so honored that they chose Issues Concerning Women's director, which is myself, to come out and do that. So just be a prayer for us as we grow in 2012, as I continue to pray for you all that contact me and spend time with the radio show. I am always so very, very excited to go out into the community and work with the colleges and know that we are making changes. So women, this is our month. This is our year. We're making changes, and we're just on a crusade to be the best that we can be day by day. Gentlemen, we need your support. We need your help. Issues Concerning Women, even though that is the title, we've added business to that forum as of October the 19th, 2011. My goal is to bring men and women together as leaders to get some things done. So I'm really, really excited about things that are going on. Also, in the month of March, I will be at a event on the 25th of March where I actually will do a presentation there as well. So God is good, and we're very, very excited about all the things that are going on. April the 6th, Issues Concerning Women will be back at Brighton Stratton College with a teen mentorship program. So if you have teens and you live in the Hampton Roads area and from 17 and up, young ladies and that are college-bound, please let them get in touch with me if they go to any of the area high schools. We are bringing them together to just enlighten them about the experience of going to college, what it means to be a college student, even if you can't go to a university at this time. Maybe you can start at the community college, such as TCC or Brighton Stratton or any of the other colleges in the area, and then you can move on to one of the great universities here. Last Tuesday night, I had the opportunity to be at Regent University for a global leadership reception, and it was awesome. Just really exciting to see all of the men and women who are undergraduates, who are starting their careers at a later age in life. Most of them were seasoned adults. And just to see their faces and the enthusiasm that they exuded as they were being perceived as great adults, doing great things in the community and joining forces with others so that we are better able to build those bridges and to connect with each other. I just love what I do. I get the opportunity to go out to these different functions, and I represent Issues Concerning Women quite well, I do believe. So anytime that you have something that you're doing and you want Issues Concerning Women to be a part of it, please contact us. We are open to do these workshops and seminars and speaking engagements, and we are just all so grateful when we get those phone calls and somebody remembered something that I said or something that I've done that was made a difference in their life or in their organization, and they think of me. So it makes me feel good. It lets me know that I am on my course, that I am doing the things that God has ordained for me to do, and I'm just truly, truly happy about that. April 27th, 28th, 29th, Issues Concerning Women will be in Atlanta, Georgia. It's actually called Roswell, Georgia. So if you're in that area and you're listening to the show or you have relatives there, please let them know that Issues Concerning Women is coming to the area. We're going to be at the Holiday Inn Express. I heard it was very nice. The pictures are beautiful. I haven't been there yet, but everyone that I speak to have wonderful things to say about that location, and we're going to have an awesome time in the Lord. My co-host will be Deborah Brown from Norfolk, Virginia, and she is from Garrett Memorial Church in Norfolk, but she actually lives in Virginia Beach. So she will be going with me. We'll do workshops Friday night. Saturday morning, we will do two workshops, and then we will go on our sightseeing tour. If you're interested in leaving from Virginia Beach, Chesapeake, Norfolk, Portsmouth, or Suffolk, and traveling to Atlanta with us, please give me a call after the show at 757-567-6734. I am so excited about the opportunity to be in Atlanta and to take Issues Concerning Women on the road, and that's what we're doing. So wherever you are in the world, if you want us to come and visit you, just give me a call and I'll be more than happy to. I know I have listeners from all over the United States and even some global listeners. Every now and then I get someone globally, internationally, and that does my heart well that they're listening actually to little old me in Virginia Beach, Virginia. But, you know, I'm truly blessed and I'm grateful and I'm humble. Also, in June, Issues Concerning Women will be traveling to New Jersey to the new training institute there. We will do a two-day tour in New Jersey. So that is awesome with Ms. Melissa Williams of New Jersey, and we're looking forward to that. So just stay tuned. Issues Concerning Women, we're on the move this year. We are doing great things, and I cannot do them without your support and your encouragement. I know I get calls all the time. I actually was talking to a colleague, Regina McCray, up in upper part of Virginia, close to D.C., and I always want to say Ruston, but I believe she's in Herndon, Virginia, and I have to always correct myself when I say that. But we're going to go her way and visit her, too, before the summer's over. So, you know, God is good, and we are just really, really excited. Issues Concerning Women, if you've never been to the show before, is all about women getting together to improve their lives, to encourage them, to empower them, to be better mothers, wives, co-workers, teachers, mentors, and leaders. Issues Concerning Women is all about leadership, making great leaders, teaching you how to be a leader and not a follower. So it does not matter if you're male or female. If you have been called into that position and you need help, we are here to help you. We have so many programs going on at Issues Concerning Women. We started this company in 2007 with a series of courses and training and seminars so that we could be a great part of your life, that we could make a difference in the community, that we could build that gap between my clients, the community, and the business world. I know that's a mouthful, but that's kind of an overview of what we do. I am a business consultant. I am also a personal consultant. I do spiritual coaching as well. So if you're in need of someone, you just need to talk to somebody, you have business ideas that you need to develop, you need to give Issues Concerning the Women a call. I am always available to you by phone, by email, even Facebook. I'm on Facebook. My name is Francine Humphrey. Go to Facebook and check out all the things that I do there. And I also own another business called Marcine Designs, where I actually work with corporate events and weddings. So I have been truly blessed, and I love what I do. With Issues Concerning Women, the leadership program is going to start this month, and I don't have the date yet because we're still working on the outline. But there's so many things that are going to be going on. One is that we want leaders to have a place where they can go and be able to be trained to get what they need and to move forward in their God-given talents. sometimes we don't have a place to go. We don't know who we can talk to. We all need mentors, no matter where you are in your role as a business owner, someone in ministry, if you run a church, we need to be fed as well. So if you are a leader and you're interested in our leadership program, you can call me and we will definitely talk about what we can do to help you no matter where you are in the country, because we can do a teleseminar, we can do senior CDs. It's just so many different ways that now we can communicate. And I love what God is doing with technology, not just social media, but the ability to reach out to somebody all the way across the other side of the United States or all the way across the other side of the world and reach out to them and be able to help them. I am so fascinated by everything that is going on. I used to be the kind of person that kind of would hold back with media because I wasn't sure if this was the thing for me. I got started in radio just by accident. And I've told this story several times, but I feel glad to tell it tonight. And maybe this will be encouraging to somebody out there who has something on their heart that they want to do, and they just don't think that they have the ability to do it. And what made me think about it was when I was watching Whitney Houston's funeral and Kevin Costner was speaking about her, saying that even Whitney, being the icon that she was, never thought that she was good enough. So if you just can imagine, this woman has made all these hit records and all of these albums and CDs and television appearances. She didn't think she was good enough, but the role was handpicked for her, and she did an awesome job in The Bodyguard. It made me think about we oftentimes our own worst enemy. We don't give ourselves enough credit for the abilities that we have. And that's what I wanted to talk about tonight, being a leader in your own camp, so to speak, letting you know that it's okay for you to do anything that you want to do that God has ordained for you to do, being your own cheerleader, not having to wait for somebody to say that it's okay. And even if somebody has told you that you can't do something, then that's the very thing that you should be able to do. That in itself should push you to the point where, you know what, even though you said no and you said I couldn't do it, God said yes, and I'm able to do it. So if you don't get anything else out of my radio show tonight, just believe that you are good enough. If it has been ordained for you to do, if it has been your purpose in life, you just need to walk in it, and you don't worry about who approves or disapproves of what you're ordained to do. This is your life. You have to live your life like you mean it, and that's why I'm so excited about this trip to Atlanta. That's our heading for the trip, and our mission statement is Ready, Set, Grow, G-R-O-W. Why? Because we have to know that this is our time. This is time for us to move. We've been putting everything on hold for our families, for our jobs, for the church. And now it is our time. And not that I want you to neglect any of your responsibilities or your duties, but just know that you are more than good enough. You are able to do all things as long as you have the ability in your own mind that you can do them and you don't let anybody stop you. Ready, set, grow. You are ready to move from where you are. The spring is coming. You know, we talk about spring forward, but I want to talk about lead forward. Lead your own life the way that you want to live it, not the way somebody told you you should or how it should be because you are this, that, or the other. Lead your life the way that you want to lead it. Be your own cheerleader. Step out on faith and do the things that you have been called to do. I am so excited about Issues Concerning Women and all the things that are happening with the radio show, with the ministry, because that's what it is. Even though I do speaking engagements and I go out, I'm not all the time preaching, but I may sound a little preachy tonight, but not all the time. You know, I just want you to hear what I'm saying, hear how important you are, because you have to get it in your mind and in your heart. You have to have the ability to know that it's okay that you don't cross every I, T, and dot every I. See, I make mistakes all the time, you know, and I have to laugh at myself because I'm not perfect. But I am humble enough to know that whatever has been given to me and whatever door that has been opened to me, that I'm open to it. I'm no longer afraid of the fall. And I talked about that, you know, almost 6 months back, how we have to stand on what we believe in and just not waver. And day by day, things are going to change, but you have to do some things so that changes will come. Changes have already happened. Now, what that means is either you're going to get with it, get with the program, or you're going to be left behind. And you don't want to do that. We're not trying to go backwards the way that it seems that this world wants us to go back to, you know, the 1950s and 1940s. We can't do that. As women of the 21st century, we have an obligation to our children, to our families, to the next generation, to stand up and have a voice for what we believe in. We can't be shrinking violets. We can't be pushed up against the wall. We have to come out fighting. We have to know what we're fighting for. We have to have the principles that have been set forth before us so that we can go forward and be all that we need to be. You know, it's so exciting at this day and time where we have the freedom of speech and the radio and all of that. But, you know, just be mindful of that. We'll be right back. Issues Concerning Women. Thank you for holding on and tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, the radio show. I am just so excited to be with you. As you probably can tell, I'm not in full voice tonight, but that is okay. I'm here. And I'm going to say something that I hope you will take to heart. As I look around each and every day as I'm out and about tending to my business or my family, I am just still taken aback by all the negativity that I hear from others about women and men, too, in our communities. I just want you to take a moment to think about something that you might have said to somebody that has probably upset them or hurt their feelings, or you have not been supported where you need to be supported. And if you would just do something for somebody else, guess what? You're going to get a blessing, not because you deserve it, but just because you were not being selfish, thinking about yourself, you were thinking about somebody else. When I said live your life like you mean it, I'm not saying forget about all your responsibilities and throw caution to the wind and just go on a trip to Atlanta with me. I'm talking about the big picture, the whole thing, how being true to yourself, being supportive where you need to be supported, pulling back where you need to pull back from. You know, sometimes we do need to let people go, and we do need to say things in a stern way so that we get our point across. But at the same time, we need to live our best lives each and every day. I want so much for you to be able to live a good life. That's why I come on this radio show week after week telling you how wonderful you are and how I can help you get to where you want to go if you don't feel like you're quite there yet. Most of you already have everything that you need right there where you are. So if you're in your home right now, you have everything that you need in your home to be whatever it is that you want to be. So just start looking at where you are and who you are and whose you are and what has been ordained for you. Once you do that and you get a hold of that thing and you start walking in your purpose, nobody's going to be able to stop you. I want you to have a great year this year. We're March the 1st. This is the third month of March. I want you to send me an email or call me and let me know what has transpired from January to March the 1st in your life. Just a little survey of yourself, and we're going to talk about that possibly next week. I am so excited that I was able to come to you tonight at Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. We will be back next Thursday night at 8:30. I have a guest coming on the show, and he's an author, so I will tell you more about it next week. But so please continue to tune in to the show and be a supporter of the show. We love you all. We know that you can live your best life if you just live day by day. And just remember, you are important. You do have a voice, and how much God loves you. I will be back next Thursday at 8:30. God bless you, and I'll see you then. Good night.